You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thank you for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. God bless you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday to join me. We're in the book of Revelation here on WGOD. We're tuning into God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. So let's go to his word and let's hear some words from him this morning. Prior to getting started with our broadcast here today, actually, I am here behind the microphones here on Friday recording this for Monday morning or Monday afternoon. Maybe it's 5:30 when you've tuned in. Regardless of the time, I thank you for spending 30 minutes of your day to join me. Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll hear the sermon, which was just preached yesterday. At least, Lord willing, I hope it was preached yesterday. Like I said, this is Friday morning when I'm here recording this. So as long as I made it to Sunday, hey, because you never know when you're going to leave this world and head home for us Christians. And every moment I have here is a blessing, and I'm grateful to be here, share the word of God here with you. This is why I'm here. This is why he's created me, to preach the word, teach the Bible verse by verse, and I'm so excited for another opportunity to do that. That's what I thank him Sunday morning on my way here early in the morning. Thank him for another opportunity to preach his word once again. Prior to getting started again, islandcommunitychurch.net's the website. Our statement of faith is up there. What we believe about Jesus is up there, because there's no more important thing anywhere you go than to find out what a church believes about the Son of God. Our YouTube channel, where these sermons are uploaded, is Island Community Church. On YouTube, you can subscribe to that, and these sermons will be there in your YouTube feed by Sunday afternoon. Normally, you'll hear them on the radio here on WMIE, 7:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., WWBC, it's 1510 a.m., 99.9, 94.7 Central Brevard County, 100.7 south end of the county at 6:30 a.m., and also at 5:30 in the afternoon. So we're trying to cover the whole county here with the Word of God. This Sunday, yesterday, my sermon was the fullness of the Gentiles, and that is the Apostle Paul revealed in a mystery, speaking of Israel, that God's not done with the nation of Israel. He's not done with the Jews, but he says, he gives us a mystery that God is going to resume his plan with the nation of Israel once the, now the old NIV says, once the full number of the Gentiles has come in. That is, come into the fold, come into the kingdom. That's what we're waiting on. Maybe God's waiting on you. Maybe he's waiting on me. The Apostle Peter says, you and I can hasten the day. Maybe that's why the Lord Jesus said, of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the Son. That's Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark 13, 32, Jesus said he didn't know when he was coming back. We're waiting on these last seats to be filled. That was my sermon yesterday. That'll play here Tuesday and Wednesday. You can go to the video. on the YouTube Island Community Church YouTube channel, and you'll find that sermon, Fullness of the Gentiles, uploaded on there. Here today, we're up to the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. Let me read my handout to you before we get into the word, because I've preached this many, many, many times. I can't think of a more important, I say that all the time, but still. I can't think of a more important thing than ensuring that you have taken your seat in the kingdom, because the great mystery of God is here is that not everyone's going to get into heaven that wants to get in. Where is that in the Bible? Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Luke chapter 13, verse 24 through 28, when he said, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, that's what we're waiting on. Some people say you're waiting on a rapture, or you're waiting on this, or you're waiting on that. Here's something else we're waiting for: the Lord Jesus Christ to get up from his seat, a seat sitting at the right hand of the Father, and getting up and doing the same as God the Father did to Noah back in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, when the Bible says that God shut the door on the ark. Also, the parable of the 10 virgins. That's the 25th chapter of Matthew. When the Lord said those that were ready went in with him to the feast or the marriage supper of the Lamb, perhaps. It was a parable that the time is coming when those that are ready are going to go with the Son of God into the kingdom and into this great feast. And then he says, and the door was shut. And after he shuts the door, then others come and start knocking on that door saying, Lord, I'm ready now. And in both instances, Matthew 25, Luke chapter 13, he says, I do not know you, where you are from. So that's another thing that we're waiting for. And that's why I said this is one of the most important texts, to make sure you and your family and everyone that God has put in your path has secured your seat in the kingdom. Now, let me read this intro I have on this handout. I handed out when I preached this sermon. The two witnesses, or should we call this the State of the Union? I've watched a lot of Westerns in my day, or even cops and robbers movies, or in real life at an accident, or I should say at a fatal accident. They cover the body either with their own sports coat, a la Steve McQueen and Bullet, or with a sheet, like Clint Eastwood would do, even to his enemies. Not so with these two guys that we're looking at here today. This is what we're going to get into here today, at the death of these two guys, you see. And what a miserable place to live. That at the death of two righteous guys, the Bible's going to tell us the whole world sends gifts to one another and rejoices. And if you want to know what that looks like, then turn on your television set here today. People are dropping in droves around this country. They're getting fired, shamed. They're losing their business. They're losing these things because this is a precursor to what we're going to look at here today, Revelation chapter 11, people rejoicing at the death of two righteous men. Just like a week and a half ago here, people rejoicing at the death of one righteous man. I made the comment, and I stand by this comment. I said this to my church family, that more people rejoice in this country at the death of Charlie Kirk. More Americans rejoiced at the death of Charlie Kirk than Muslims rejoiced on September 11th, because it was just the radicals that rejoiced, regular people. So I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone that rejoiced on September 11th. I never read it. I don't even know if the internet was invented yet. I know there was no Facebook then. This I know. I don't know anyone that rejoiced at that terrible day of September 11, 2001. But let me ask you here today on this whatever day this is in June, have you seen anyone rejoice at the death of Charlie Kirk? We'll move on now. We're in Revelation. We're in chapter 11. Don't believe anyone who tells you that the world is going to be a better place. Without Jesus' direct intervention, people are not going to become righteous on their own. You can't become righteous on your own. You need help. You can't do it without the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got to give you a new heart. You've got to call out to him. Remember, the Bible says, "And you he made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins, in which you once walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience." And that's what you were without his direct intervention in your life, a son of disobedience. You can't get righteous on your own. You need help. You need faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, now let's pick it up here in chapter 11, here in verse 1. The Apostle John writing, "Then I was given a reed, like a measuring rod, and the angel stood and said, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So the first 3.5 years of the tribulation is given over to the Gentiles, like it is now. This times of the Gentiles. The Lord Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, he said, "Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Again, that's Luke 21, 24, Revelation chapter 11, here, verse 2. And notice the key word here, until. It's the same as from my sermon here from yesterday, which you're going to hear the next 2 days, until, where the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 11, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles. So notice in these two key texts here that the day of the Gentile is coming to an end. It's coming to a close before the end of this age. And secondly, it's going to happen at a time when people don't expect it. Thirdly, there's no getting into the kingdom once that happened. That's what full means. Full doesn't mean half full. It doesn't mean three quarters full. Full means full. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. You can't add anything to full. You can't add any gas to a full tank of gas. You can't add a second to the 60 that are in a minute. You cannot add any. Once this hits, it's all over. I've just read the Bible verses to you. Matthew chapter 25, Luke chapter 13, verse 24. The time is coming when the Son of God is going to get up and he's going to shut these doors, and that's it. There will be no more entry for the Gentiles into the kingdom. That's why there's such an urgency for you to take your seat in there today. Because you don't want to miss this. I don't believe in the second train or whatever you want to call it. You miss this, you just shed a couple tears, you say to God, "My bad," and you'll get in the next time around. I don't see a next time around. I see an urgency to get in this time around. That's why the word today is plastered in your Bible. That if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Or the Apostle Paul, it says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And I hope I'm wrong. I hope you can get in for countless years after you've rejected Jesus Christ and the door was shut. I don't see that in the Word of God. If there's any time I'd hope to be wrong, it would be that. That after the door is shut, that it really means nothing that you'll get in the next time around. I don't see that in my Bible. So notice the temporariness, if I can invent a new word, of the times of the Gentiles. The time, let's call it a due date. Like the date on a carton of milk. Even better yet, expiration date. The Gentiles have an expiration date. There's a time when this is just, it's just not, and that day is known only to God. There's a number known only. That's what this word pleroma translated fullness, or correctly translated in the old NIV of 1984, full number. Blindness or partial hardening has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Man, oh man, I look around here today, I look at people rejoicing at the death of Charlie Kirk, and I look at it prophetically because, I mean, I'm 62 years old now. Now, September 11th, 24 years ago, I didn't see any of this 24 years ago. I didn't see people ready to throw a party because of what happened on September 11th. But I look around today, and when I look at this, I see Bible prophecy. I see the world ready now for this to happen here, for the whole world to rejoice when two righteous people get killed, send gifts to one another. This is like a satanic Christmas time we're going to see. People making merry and sending gifts to one another. What comes to your mind when you hear of merry and sending gifts to one another? This was 900 years before anyone even invented Christmas. That you'll know that we've reached the end of the age when people are going to rejoice and send gifts to one another and make merry at the death of two righteous people. That's where we're at here. Again, Revelation, let's pick it up on the top. Now, a reed was then, I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, said, "Rise up, measure the temple of God and the altar and those that worship there. But leave out the outer court," or the court which is outside the temple, "and do not measure it, for that has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Key number in the book of Revelation. This is the first time we've seen this. We'll find the time period of 3.5 years given in three different ways, both here and in Daniel chapter 7 as well. Here it's given as 42 months, right? 12, 12, 12, and 6. 12, 24, 36, and 6 is 42. That's 3.5 years. We'll see it, I believe, Daniel 7, it says a time, times, and a half a time. Again, 3.5 years. 42 months. We're going to see as well here coming up in a minute, 1,260 days. Now, the Jewish calendar is 360 days. So 3.5 years, 360 times 3.5 is 1,260 days. Key understanding here, this Jerusalem is going to be trampled underfoot, that meaning Gentiles are going to rule as they are today in Jerusalem for the first 3.5 years of this tribulation. Verse 3, "And I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." All right, so the second half of this tribulation, this 1,260 days is what's left of 2,520 days. If you want to break the tribulation down to days, it's 2,520. 1,260, the Gentiles will be in control of Jerusalem. The second half is going to be this time for Israel. Jeremiah chapter 30 said it is a time of Jacob's trouble. Verse 4. Now, here in verse 4, he's going to tell you who these guys are. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Now, any good Bible here will tell you that this points back to the Old Testament prophet, Zechariah was his name, and chapter 4. This prophetic book is very similar here to the book of Revelation. So this phrase, these are, tells us who these two are. These are the same two that Zechariah the prophet saw, whoever that may be, whoever these guys are. All I know is that, again, we don't know who it is, but just know and understand this. The guys are supernatural, that they were alive at that time in Zechariah's time. He said, these are, and then he quotes the Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So in your time, if you want to go there and look, we still don't know who it is. All we know that this is not Bob and Fred from Toledo and from Melbourne, Australia. The guys are supernatural like all of the other end times players in the Bible. But they're still able to die, as we're going to see. They've got great supernatural power, but they're able to die because they're going to die here coming up. You know, as a matter of fact, let me take a minute and read that. This is from 450 B.C., 500 years before John wrote the book of Revelation. That's Zechariah chapter 4. Just like your Bible says, if you're reading this here, when it says these are the two olive trees, if you have a good Bible or even a good Bible app on your phone, you'll see a cross-reference there that takes you to what I'm going to read now. Now, the angel who talked with me, this is Zechariah the prophet speaking. The angel who talked with me, he came back and he wakened me as a man who was waking out of a sleep and said to me, what do you see? So I said, I'm looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold and a bowl on top of it. And on this stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So remember the prophecy we just read. These are the two olive trees that stand before the God of the earth. And now Zechariah says, he says, I'm looking and I see two olive trees. It's Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3. Standing one on the right and one on the left. Now, this prophet continues. So I answered and I spoke to the angel who talked to me, saying, who are these, my Lord? And the angel who talked with me answered and said, do you not know who these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So, you see, even the prophet didn't know who these guys were. You and I are in good company. We argue today over who this is. This is the guy who saw them and still didn't even know who they were. He has to ask the angel, who are these guys? So again, you and I are in great company. Verse 11, Zechariah 4:11. Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at the left? And I further answered and I said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains? Then he answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I answered, no, my Lord. So he said, all right, now here comes his cryptic answer. For all the good that it's going to do you and me, even the guy that sees it doesn't understand it, doesn't understand what he's seeing. Here comes the angel's answer to Zechariah the prophet. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 14, he says these two words, these are. He's telling you who they are. These are the two anointed ones. Literally in Hebrew, that means the sons of fresh oil. These are the two sons of fresh oil who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. Wow. We're in good company. He didn't understand it. We don't understand it. But I'll tell you what, you know, we'll end on this here for today. We'll pick this up soon right here again in this program, right here, Revelation chapter 11. We don't need to understand it all. He didn't understand it. We don't understand it now. We'll understand it then. I'll tell you what, you and I know enough, don't we, that when we see two guys, witnesses, the Bible calls them, standing in Jerusalem, preaching for 3.5 years. I'll tell you another sign how you'll know when we get into our next program. That will be Thursday in the book of Revelation. When we get to our next program, we're going to see that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now, do the math, friend. 1,260 days with no rain. And I can't help but think of that truth that applies for most of mankind, that comes out of the mouth of the devil when he says skin for skin. There's no need to lie when he's talking to God. All that a man has, he will give for his life. I challenge you, go to the supermarket next time there's a hurricane imminent and a few days away, and you go down the water aisle and you look at those shelves and think about 3.5 years with no rain. Skin for skin, he says. All that a man has, he will give for his life. I leave you with this promise, how to overcome the enemy in all ages, whether or not you were first century being fed to the lions, or whether or not you're alive at the earth at this time, or maybe right here now today. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love Jesus more than we love ourselves. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again soon with another program. We'll hear this sermon that's going to fit in with this, The Fullness of the Gentiles, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. We'll be back here, Revelation chapter 11. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.